Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum by Dr. Seuss, illustrated by Andrew Joyner, read for you by Samira Wiley. Art. What's it all about? This is what art is about. Art is when an artist looks at something, like a horse, for instance, and they see something in that horse that excites them. So they do something about it. They tell you about it in any one of a number of ways. Artists have been excited by horses for as long as there have been artists. But what an artist tells us about horses and how they tell us is different for every artist. What an artist sees in a horse depends on many different things, their background, likes and dislikes, you name it. So, come with me. Let's look at how different artists have seen horses. Maybe we can find some new ways of looking at them ourselves. Look it over. Think it over. Talk it over. When most people look at me, they just see a horse. But when an artist looks at me, they see a million other things. Can you? Some artists look at a horse and see its outlines. To other artists, like this Chinese sculptor, a horse is not an outline at all. A horse is bulk, a solid form. A Japanese artist looked at a horse. What he saw was beautiful lines from head to tail. Some artists look at a horse and find color. Other artists are interested in shape. Charles Verlat looked at a horse and saw strength. Edward Muybridge and Theodore Jericho looked and they saw speed. A Spaniard named Velázquez painted horses by the dozens. He saw them as something for kings and princes to sit on while he painted them. Velázquez worked for the kings and princes. He never got any money from the horses. There is a painting called 1807 by a Frenchman named Meissonier. Horses to him were something necessary to carry generals into battle. He loved to paint generals going into battle. To him, the horse was a jeep in the days before the jeep was invented. On the rock walls of a cave in France, nearly 22,000 years ago, someone painted a horse by the light of a fire. What did the cave artist see in a horse? We don't know. It's a mystery. What do you think? 2,000 years ago, in Greece, artists looked at horses and imagined them with wings. Pegasus was an immortal flying horse in Greek mythology. Greek artists painted horses with wings as symbols for ideas like immortality that are hard to show in a picture. 500 years ago in Persia, people thought a horse was for having fun on, and that's what the Persian artists saw when they looked at horses. 500 years ago in Italy, the artist Raphael looked at a horse. He thought that a horse was for fighting dragons on. Of course, some artists looked at horses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?